What are those things you put on a horse's feet?
Horseshoe.
What part of the foot?
The bottom of the foot.
What's a horse's foot called?
Well, I know the bottom of the horse's feet.
Okay. That's all right. What's a male sheep called, Claudia?
Oh, my.
Well, you know that sheep.
Well, I've never been around sheep's much. Sheep's. I've had sheep's on my mind a long time.
You don't know what the male is called? Or the female?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I did know, but I don't remember about the sheep's not anymore.
All right, what did they cut off the sheep's back in the spring?
Yeah. Off its back.
Uh-huh. Make cloth out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
You call it hair?
I would call it hair. That's what it looked like.
What kind of
sheep wool? That's what I called it. Sheep wool.
Here's one you know about, Claudia. What's a male hog called?
Call a sow.
The male.
The male, oh.
Okay. What would you call a male that's been altered, been changed?
Somebody been
operated
on?
Did you have enough? Okay, excuse me.
I'd like to say that.
Well, go ahead.
Can I still... Something like that.
Alright. That's good. What's a little one that's just been born called?
Oh, a little pig.
And then when it gets a little older, what's it called?
Hog.
What's it called when it gets grown?
Call a big hog still.
Do you know what a female hog that hasn't been bred is called?
I used to, but... Female hog, what? I don't know.
What kind of meat do we get from hogs?
Get pork meat from hogs.
What do they have on their backs, Claudia?
Yeah. Hog hair on the back.
All right, now, these big teeth a hog has, what do you call those?
Tiches.
Now those things that an elephant has, do you call them the same thing?
I believe so. Tiches.
What do you call the container that you put food in for a hog?
Trough.